Hello, everyone. Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are. It's been a beautiful, cold and snowy day in Colorado. Very much the spring snow that's already going. And a kind of journey feeling to the snow as well, where I was reminded of people posting things about, now that I can't see my hairdresser, you know, you're going to know my true hair color. And I was waking up to see that the whole landscape had a different hair color this morning. It was kind of funny feeling. And here you are, a field of faces. The gallery idea also really makes me laugh, because it's as if you were all pictures, but it's really more like you're all in windows. And the windows energetically seem to want to kind of draw my heart and mind in, kind of like when you walk at night past lit windows, and you have this feeling that there's a whole universe inside of each window. And what is that universe like? This feels a little bit that way too. A field of pixies or pixels. And so I sort of find myself wishing I could, you know, pour cups of tea for everybody, but this is our cup of tea. It also struck me that it's almost like a kind of haiku mind on the screen, you know, everything in small images in a way. But at the same time, since my mind can't take in so many universes, I notice that there's also a feeling of wandering, you know, of really taking a walk among the pictures, among the people, a kind of opening to that field. And I also had a little bit of that in my ear, Bob Dylan's, you know, I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. Feeling of mutual invitation. So wondering about that. And I've been wondering some things about pilgrimage in this sort of ongoing party of promiscuous koans flirting with each other. I decided to maybe light on this one for a bit. And so I'll say it, and then been noticing some things about it. So I'll say a few kind of field notes about my own experience, and then we'll drop it into the meditation. And then as we come out of the meditation, I'd like to, before we even gather those reflections, invite some dreams, see if some dreams have come to visit you that you'd like to bring in that might be touching on this matter. Somebody, a Sangha member, said, it seems like we're here to gather the experiences and find out what that does to us and for us. And it felt like she was talking both about her own experiences and about the sharing of our experiences. And that felt true to me. And another said, in this moment, in this moment, I know what to do. And in the next, I have no idea. And that having no idea feels so much like an open field to me. And it relates to the koan in this field. Which also, and it also reminded me a little bit of the story that Tess brought in about Layman Pang coming off the bridge, falling. And usually we focus on what Pang Ling Zhao does, but what I was noticing was that in the falling, Pang Ling Zhao comes right down into an open field where his young daughter, Pang Ling Zhao, can join him. How generous a thing. He stays there. He makes himself small, as we do in these windows. And here, when we lower our eyes and fall down into our breath in the meditation, where we don't have to be anybody, even a face in a window, we can really, really rest together in being, and we're completely available to what's here. And so there's a kind of treasure feeling to this, a shared generosity, wandering together. So the koan says, old, well known to many of you, koan, Dizong asked Fayan, where are you going from here? Fayan said, I'm on pilgrimage. Or in another translation, I'm wandering about on pilgrimage. What sort of thing is pilgrimage? I don't know. Not knowing is nearest. That's a translation I really enjoy too. Not knowing is nearest, or not knowing is most intimate. So that's what I want to hang with. But what happened to me this last week with this koan, as it met, I don't abide in clarity. Can you live like this? And the other koans we've been hanging out with, was that it flipped on me, and it became what's nearest is not knowing. What's most intimate right now requires no knowing. And that kind of led into, what if I just take my fears for a walk? So that was one thing that I noticed. Another thing was that wandering is not stuck. It's not a restless thing. And it's not purposeful. And my body and my heart mind seem to require that right now. Some uselessness, a kind of resting in motion. Another thing I noticed was that I have little shrines. I have little altars all over the place. And like that last amaryllis that is only just now about to pop its red blossoms open, that I have to visit frequently. And how about my little baby spinaches? How are they doing under the snow? The ones that just came up from last year. And good morning, teapot. And wow, the first goldfinches at the feeder. And the bathroom, the hall of water, where I wash my hands. I have a little, have an Algonquin water blessing that I sing when I wash my hands. It takes me about 20 seconds. And the hand washing, now that I've seen, I don't know how many of you have seen that wonderful video with the black paint showing you exactly how it is if you actually visit every part of your hands with the soap, so that that becomes its own ritual. And the Algonquin water blessing song, I love because I have no idea what the words mean, but it goes like this. Nibiwabo endayan, aki miskri nibiwabo, heya, 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 hey, heya, 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 ho. So that's what I sing in my in the Hall of Water Shrine. So, is this what a pilgrimage might be? I seem to be dropping things and touching in with ancestors and noticing loves and tiny loves and old loves. Is this a purification? Is this a pilgrimage, or am I just lost? Clearly, I'm not very able to cope and get things done as if they were, you know, I can't get things much behind me. So that feeling of being empty-handed and useless is interesting to me right now. Another observation is that people's dreams are very, very beautiful. Hearts and minds seem to be traveling the territory, asking, where are we and how do we move through this landscape? Things seem almost workable in the dreams, almost workable and shot through with beauty. Is this the age of endarkenment? So many dreams of parents, of home, of sacred places in our lives. Is this a pilgrimage? And then I was remembering that Basho haiku, which also just seemed to have sort of the nature of this particular pilgrimage, the one about fleas and lice. Awake all night, a horse pissing close to my ear, you know. So there's also the discomfort and the irritation and all of those other things that rise up. Yeah. The sudden flares of irritation that we didn't know would happen. Although that might not have been a flare of irritation. And then finally, there's such a tenderness, yeah. There's such an impulse to do the small things that are possible. And there are the tears. I've been keeping company with a poem that's one that was left on the fence of the World Trade Center Memorial back then. In the dawn, I gathered cedar boughs. Sweet, sweet was their odor. They were wet with tears. The sweetness will not leave my hands. So it seems like that too. So let's drop into the meditation, and I will just bring the words of the koan into the meditation as we go. What do you think of wandering? I don't know. What sort of a thing is pilgrimage? Could it be just your heart walking barefoot? Not knowing has a nearness in it. What is nearest? And what's the flavor of that? I think I have one more thing to say, sorry. that is that I'm feeling a couple of really strong connections. The first one that I had felt already was between Zhaozhou's, I don't abide in clarity, can you live like this? And wandering, that when we're wandering, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not clear at all. We're willing to be in the clear and in the not clear. And it seems essential for us to allow ourselves this kind of wandering without any usefulness attached to it. To allow ourselves to wander through the clear and the unclear. And that there's nothing indulgent about that, that it's necessary to this time for us to do that. And in a way, and then the other connection is with the in the Lankavatara Sutra near the end, the Buddha says something like, blessed with oil on our foreheads by the ancestors, by our ancestors, and with sustained by the power of our vows, we can release our bondedness with our projections and bring that freedom where we go. And so to me, that's the way that this wandering is a pilgrimage, that our dreams are telling us, our ancestors are blessing us in some way. And our bodhisattva vows, in a way, it seems to me, are speaking of the necessity of allowing wandering, because that's where our creativity is, to be useless for a while. So please be beautifully useless and let your hearts have that freedom. Thank you.